You're listening to SBS News.
According to several polls, former guerrilla leader Gustavo Petro is the favourite to win the presidential election this weekend, up against centre-right former mayor Federico Gutierrez and a populist outsider Rodolfo Hernández. He would be Colombia's first leftist president, but while campaigning, he is closely guarded by men carrying large bulletproof shields. Gustavo Petro and his running mate, environmental activist Francia Márquez, who would be the first Afro-Colombian vice president, are the clear frontrunners. Both have previously survived assassination attempts and say they've received death threats during the campaign. In the late 70s and early 80s, Gustavo Petro took up arms against the Colombian state as a member of the rebel group M19. In his third run for top office, the Senate is promising to increase corporate taxes, end new oil and gas exploration, and make higher education free.
Se nos diste populistas.
A great nation cannot be constructed if we continue being one of the most unequal societies on the planet.
His closest presidential rival is centre-right candidate Federico Gutierrez. The former mayor is promising better salaries, a crackdown on tax evasion, and cuts to inefficient government spending.
Let's not lose focus. We are going to win, but the most important thing is not winning, but transforming Colombia.
In recent weeks, another candidate has gained popularity. Rodolfo Hernández, a 77-year-old businessman and anti-corruption crusader, has been dubbed Colombia's Donald Trump.
These politicians make us useful idiots.
We pay and pay and pay, and they steal and steal and steal.
That a leftist coalition representing communities normally blocked from political power is so close to sweeping into office is historic for the country. Aaron Taus is a political scientist at the National University of Colombia.
Colombia is definitely one of the most conservative countries in Latin America and historically has never had a progressive or left-leaning candidate.
Analysts like Sergio Guzman, the director of Colombia Risk Analysis, a political risk consultancy, says residents are demanding change in a country with severe inequality, high unemployment, poverty, and surging inflation.
The pandemic revealed the underbelly of our society, which was not just inequality, but poverty, destitution, and what people feel was that the government left them behind.
That sentiment was clearly on display last year as tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets demanding a fairer society. The volatility is leading to fears of civil unrest if the result is contested, with rumours of a possible military intervention. The first round will be held on Sunday, and if no one gains more than 50%, the two main candidates would head to a June runoff. Catalina Flores, SBS News.